Now it's time to add a couple more tunes to our Georgia playlist. For this, we ask people to choose two songs they think best represent the Peach State. And the rules are really simple. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and musicians cannot nominate their own songs. So today we feature Atlanta-based songwriter Anthony Apero. He's played with the local band Culture Culture and the collaborative group ATL Collective. Here are Anthony's picks for the Georgia playlist.
My name is Anthony Apero, and I am a singer-songwriter and musician in Atlanta, Georgia. My first pick for the Georgia playlist is Let's Go Dancing by Kevin Kenny from Driving and Crying.
Will the hobos walk stop at 5 o'clock? I fear I'll never find him. Oh dear John, where are you? I know you're out there somewhere.
It's a very beautiful song that uses a lot of really, really, what I think, powerful kind of abstract imagery. And it's a song for me that the meaning changes every year that I get back into it and listen to it.
They poured a bucket of tar on top of a flower. Somehow I knew they'd try it, to find it, and defy it, and to buy it. Oh, let's go dancing.
The chorus is like, let's go dancing. The way it's framed together as a song, the melody is just so, it's just a very classic song. It has a ton of nods to like Dylan style writing, and I covered it for maybe a year and a half in my set. Every night it would just kind of take on a new form, and I'd get more excited about it than my own songs, so.
Can you hear it crashing? Put a mountain into with a flake of snow.
It's really beautiful. From what I understand, the story is about him being on the road and just kind of seeing the world from that perspective. So each verse kind of paints a different picture. But there's a line in the second verse that says, "What do you know about revolution?" For whatever reason, that spoke to me at a very young age.
I said, "What do you know about revolution?" When all I was taught was patience and waiting and making a statement. Oh, let's go dancing.
I really love the chords in that song because they're so simple. I sometimes overcomplicate my own parts, probably out of insecurity of wanting to come off as musically knowledgeable or whatever, or heady, or, and that song is just so meat and potatoes, and it just gets the job done. Kevin Kenny was a family friend and had played with my dad they'd been playing together for years, and it was just cool to know someone who wrote a song that was that meaningful to me.
Oh, let's go dancing. Oh, let's go dancing. How many times?
My second pick for the Georgia playlist is Elevators by Outkast. Musically, I think Andre 3000 is a genius. I think he's just one of the most talented producers, as somebody who strives to push boundaries in my genre. That record and that song specifically were really big for me.
One for the money, yes sir, two for the show. A couple of years ago, on Headland and the Low. What's the starter? Something good. Where me and drove the martyr through the hood, just trying to find that hook up. Now every day we looked up at the ceiling, watching ceiling fans go round, trying to catch that feeling off instrumental. Had my pencil and plus my paper. We caught the 86 lock on your head to Decatur, writing rhymes.
Both the groove and just the way that the beat sounds. I think the production and the mix on it is just so enticing to me, and I had never really heard sounds that were that soft in hip-hop. Obviously, you know, now there's people like Knowledge and Anderson .Paak and these guys who are very rhythmically aware of what's going on in their music and are using softer tones, softer samples. It was cool to hear those kinds of electronic and sampled elements that weren't just trying to like be loud and in your face. Back in the day when I was younger, hunger. I mean, it's more of like a like an existential inspiration, because I don't like genres, and I think that lyrically and musically, hip-hop does more for me than if I just like listen to James Taylor. We ain't sipping wine, we just chilling. I'm the rabbit, the villain, and I'm so high and freely. Me, Lil B, Rick Moan, and Shook, and my little brother James. Things changed in the hood where I live at. Them rats know, mama, I want to sing, but mama, I want to trick. And mama, I'm suck it now. We moving on up in the world like elevators. Me and the crew, we pimps like 82. Me and you, like tone it. Yeah. Like this, East Point, and we gone. I feel like, kind of like I said earlier, hip-hop has picked up a torch that songwriters dropped in the late 60s. More singer-songwriters should, especially ones in Atlanta, should be aware of the hip-hop that's being made here. They're kind of championing the modern civil rights movement. And, you know, songwriters used to be a part of that discussion because it used to affect us. And then, I don't know what happened. I think we just got lazy. Nashville happens. That's usually what it is. Your man make him school? No, not really, but it kept
smiling like a clown, facial expression looking silly, and it kept asking me what kind of Atlanta songwriter Anthony Aparo. Anthony is also featured in an upcoming GPB music session. You'll find that soon on our website. In the meantime, if you have a song or artist to nominate for our Georgia playlist, you know how to reach us. Call 404-500-9457 and share your music pick. Singing is encouraged. And for more Georgia playlists, visit gpbnews.org and then click on the GPB Music tab. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you.